Ever get that like weird creak in your house right before, something totally breaks? Almost like a little warning sign.
Oh, tell me about it. I swear my washing machine does this thing, like this ominous clunk.
Right. It's like, pay attention, something's up. And that's kind of what we're talking about today, pre-diabetes, like your body's way of giving you a heads up about your blood sugar.
I love that analogy. And thankfully, we've got some great info to dig into today, all from the Health Service Navigator website.
Perfect. So let's start simple for anyone who might not be familiar. What exactly is prediabetes?
Basically, it's the stage where your blood sugar levels are higher than they should be, but not quite high enough to be diagnosed with full-blown type 2 diabetes.
Okay, so like a yellow light, not a red light yet.
Exactly. It's that warning signal, your body saying, something's a bit off with how we're processing sugar here.
And just like ignoring that creaky washing machine, brushing off these early signals could lead to bigger problems down the line.
Exactly. But here's the good news. The Health Service Navigator really emphasizes how prediabetes is often reversible. It's not an automatic guarantee you'll develop type 2 diabetes, especially if you take action.
Okay, phew. That's reassuring. So who should be extra vigilant about these early warning signs? Who's got prediabetes on their radar?
Well, a few things can put you at higher risk. Obesity is a big one, particularly if you're carrying extra weight around your midsection. Family history matters too. If you've got parents or siblings who've had type 2, your chances of developing it, or even just prediabetes first, unfortunately go up.
Genetics, right? Some things you can't outrun. And I know they mentioned age as well. Like once you hit your 40s, the risk increases. But that doesn't mean younger folks are totally in the clear.
Not at all. And this is where it gets a little alarming. The Health Service Navigator estimates that a staggering 7 million adults in the UK alone could have prediabetes. And here's the kicker. Many don't even realize it.
7 million. Wow. Okay, so let's talk mechanisms. What's going on in the body that leads to this blood sugar imbalance in the first place?
The main culprit is something called insulin resistance.
Ah, yes, insulin. I feel like we've all heard that word, but maybe don't totally get it.
It's like, think of insulin as the key that unlocks your cells to let glucose, basically sugar from food, in to be used for energy. When there's insulin resistance, it's like that lock is getting rusty. The key still sort of works, but it's not as smooth, so the glucose starts building up in your bloodstream instead.
So your cells are like, sorry, insulin, not today.
Pretty much. They're giving insulin the cold shoulder, and just like with that stubborn door, ignoring it for too long can lead to some not so fun consequences.
Okay, so insulin resistance, that's our kind of sneaky culprit behind the scenes. But how would you even know? How would you know your cells are like ghosting insulin?
Well, that's the thing. See, the Health Service Navigator points this out. Prediabetes is often like a silent operator. You might not feel any different at all, or you might have some really subtle hints, really easily missed.
So no like sudden cravings for a whole cake or anything.
Haha, if only it were that obvious. No, that's why getting regular checkups and blood work done is super important. Early detection is key here. Catch those wacky blood sugar levels before things go too far.
Makes sense. So walk me through those tests. What are we talking about here? How do doctors actually diagnose pre-diabetes?
Right, so there are a couple of main tests. First up, there's the fasting blood glucose test. Pretty straightforward. You fast overnight, they take a blood sample, and bam, they can see your glucose level.
Okay, simple enough.
Exactly. Then there's the HbA1c test. This one's actually super interesting, especially when we're thinking about prediabetes.
Yeah, this rings a bell. It's not just a like a snapshot in time, right? It's more of a like a highlight reel of your blood sugar.
Right, it shows your average blood sugar levels over like the past 2 to 3 months. So it's a much better picture of how your body's been handling glucose overall.
That makes a lot of sense. Because even if your blood sugar spikes after a meal, this gives you the bigger picture.
Exactly. And here's where things get a bit more, well, hopeful. Remember that pit stop analogy we were using? The Health Service Navigator emphasizes that prediabetes, it's often totally reversible, especially when it's caught early. You can totally get back on track.
Okay, thank goodness. So no scary diagnoses. What tools do we have to like steer clear of type 2 and get those blood sugar levels back in check?
Sadly, no magic bullets. However, lifestyle changes can be pretty powerful. Small, sustainable tweaks can make a world of difference. The Health Service Navigator is really big on that point.
Small changes. I like the sound of that. Much better than some crazy life overhaul. So what are we talking about here? Give me the concrete stuff. Small changes, I like where your head's at. So what are we talking, what kind of stuff can we do to like make a real difference here.
Well, remember that road trip analogy. Think of this as lightening the load. Even losing just 5 to 10% of your body weight, that's what the health service navigator says can really help. Like, that small change can seriously improve how your body responds to insulin and reduce that risk of developing type 2.
5 to 10%? Okay, that feels doable. Not like those crazy crash diets you see everywhere.
Exactly. It's about finding what works for you and sticking with it. Small, sustainable changes. Those are key.
Got it. So ditching the extra baggage? Literally. What about the fuel we're putting in our tank? I'm guessing those sugary snacks aren't helping our case here.
You're telling me. The Health Service Navigator, they're big on a balanced diet. So fruits, veggies, whole grains, you know, all the good stuff.
The stuff we know we should be eating.
Right. And on the flip side, limiting the processed foods, the sugary drinks, all that stuff that just sends your blood sugar on a roller coaster.
It's so funny how the less healthy options always sound better, right? Like, any tips for those moments when that sugar craving hits?
Oh, for sure. For one thing, get really good at reading labels. You'd be shocked how much added sugar is hiding in stuff that doesn't even taste that sweet.
Oh, totally. It's in everything.
It's sneaky. Another thing, think about swaps. Like, instead of that bag of chips, grab some carrots and hummus. Or if you're really craving something sweet, have a piece of fruit.
Okay, love the swaps idea. What about exercise? How does that play into all of this blood sugar balancing?
Exercise is like that WD-40 for those rusty cell locks. The Health Service Navigator, they suggest trying to get at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise each week.
150 minutes? I don't know, that feels like a lot. Like training for a marathon or something?
No. It definitely doesn't have to be that intense. It's more about just like being mindful of moving more throughout your day. A brisk walk here, a bike ride there, even just dancing around your kitchen while you're making dinner.
Love it. So we're lightening our load, choosing better fuel, moving our bodies. Are there ever cases where those lifestyle changes just, like, aren't enough?
That's a really good question. And yeah, it's true. Sometimes, depending on, like, your individual circumstances, other health factors, your doctor might suggest medication as an option. Metformin is one they mention in the Health Service Navigator.
Yeah, so that's a conversation to have with your doctor, not just, like, a DIY situation.
Exactly. We're all about giving you the information and the tools, but nothing replaces that personalized guidance from your healthcare provider.
Couldn't agree more. Well, this has been a really interesting deep dive. It feels empowering to understand this stuff, you know, to actually know what's going on in my body and how to, like, take action.
I'm so glad to hear that. And remember, a prediabetes diagnosis, it's not a life sentence. It's a chance to make positive changes.
Perfectly said. We hope this deep dive empowers you to do just that, to take charge of your health. And hey, even if it's just one small step at a time, those small changes can really add up. Now, one last thing to ponder. If you could go back in time, what one piece of health advice would you give your younger self, knowing what you know now about prediabetes? Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.